Welcome to the Bettendorf Plan and Zone Commission meeting for April 18th. The Plan and Zone Commission is a seven-member commission, only a few of us missing tonight, appointed by the City Council that recommends to the City Council. We have regular meetings on the third Wednesday of each month at 5:30, which is one of these. And the commission addresses things like zoning requests, preliminary and final plats, site development, landscape plans, plan unit developments. We are interested in your feedback. I see a few of you here tonight. So if you do have comment while we're going through the cases, if you would go to the podium at my right and your left and state your name and address and give us your comments, that would be great. So that being said, if we could have the roll call.
Bennett?
Here.
Kepler?
Here.
Moss? Rafferty?
Here.
Stoltenberg?
Here.
Wendling?
Here. Okay, we're all here. Have we all reviewed the minutes from the last meeting?
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we approve the minutes of the March 21st meeting as submitted.
I'll second.
We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Minutes are approved. Okay. Mr. Gregg.
First case up, Your Honor. Mr. Chairman, happens to be the Old Hunter Woods 4th edition. We got Crow Creek right here. Valley Drive right here, Criswell Street, and then Still Creek Pass is the means to get down to this location. The street's stubbed in right about up to this point right here right now. The area outlined in purple is the proposed area under consideration. On the preliminary plat, this is an approximation of the boundaries. These lots have been consolidated into one fewer lot than what is shown on the final plat. An area here in green is part of the detention area. This is to be designed not just as a detention, or I should say area for pass-through, but the area up here, further up here into this area, is part of an overall detention area that is included and affects everything within the entire subdivision area up in here. So that's something that's being submitted to our city engineer to evaluate. As mentioned in the report, we're requiring that there be lowest elevations of water entry placed on any lot with any of these easements through there or any 100-year floodplain potential on any of these lots. Staff, in looking at this plat, felt that it met our standards, and then we listed the conditions in the report that needed to be addressed. So we recommended approval of this final plat for Old Hunter Woods 4th edition. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission? I guess I had one, Greg. When you talked about that, and I wondered what that green line was on there when I was reviewing that. But so describe for me a little more. I'm not sure what you mean by a pass-through versus a holding.
Well, there's if you remember, we had, Mr. Chairman, before another plat, we've had this plat here, we've had one intended for this area as a preliminary up in here, and a system was designed with this in mind, this subdivision area being done up here, where you would have a detention area further up here in the north, and there wouldn't be detention on this subdivision site, but the water detained would be calculated to hold, these basins would enough water to deal with any offset in this part, in this subdivision here, so that what you're getting is more retention up here, and then that water's released through here, yet the water from this site, if it's not conveyed into these detention areas, it's accounted for, its release into this green area for the amount of detention that's being withheld up here, so there's a greater amount being held up here to compensate for any loss coming from this subdivision that isn't detained.
Thank you, Craig. Any questions from the council?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Greg, getting back to that, the easement, so the drainage moves, let's always say, is that north up the page to the, to the, if the, is all of the drainage contained in that easement space, or do you expect it to?
I think it's being conveyed through a pipe in this area here, and then it's running off. Essentially, you have a stormwater connection here at the bottom of the cul-de-sac.
Okay, so it's almost like a, just a sewer easement?
Yeah.
That's what it says, okay. Because the question I had was, you know, if you look at Lot 3 in particular, and perhaps 2, if that was, you know, I thought maybe it was a swale or something.
Yeah, there is a drainage area in here. There's stormwater in here, and this is a drainage area that's naturally, I believe, naturally occurring, that's also a part of what is occurring in this subdivision. So there is drainage here, this is the storm sewer easement, I believe, right there. I may be corrected on that as well, though that could be, I believe, yeah, I mean, I, the print's pretty small, but we're accounting for the water, even if the water is coming through here, we've already accounted for all this excess runoff from these lots in containing more water up here. And that's something that, again, our engineer will evaluate to make sure that that is correct.
So you're telling us that the water's being conveyed both above ground and underground?
Yes. But mainly, I believe it's through this area right here, through this drainage easement areas where the stormwater's being conveyed. I believe this might be a sanitary easement running through here. The engineer, I believe, might be here tonight, or somebody...
Greg, I can help you with that. That is a sanitary sewer.
Yeah, okay, that's what I wondered, yeah.
So we have the sanitary sewer easement that's within those dotted lines, and then the drainage easement is actually between the dotted line and the boundary of the property. We actually do have buildable space, though, on Lot 3?
There's a significant amount, yes.
Okay. I was concerned because of the narrowness of the lot up front, you know, with the setback and then the drainage, et cetera, below, so. That's all I have.
Anyone else in the commission? Anyone else in the audience that wants to comment on this case? Seeing none?
No, you have one.
Oh, we do, sorry.
I'm Tim Dolan, and I don't have any comments other than I reflect on this.
Does it sound like what we concluded here is correct, then, based on our discussions, the easement area and then the drainage area?
Pretty much. It's Rocky Creek Bend, it's a dry creek bend, which is where the drainage is being referred to. It's just a natural wooded dry creek bend, very large. And the elevation between, like, the numeral 3 on Lot 3 and where that flat line is, the difference in elevation there is probably 40 feet high wooded area. It's buildable, you know, the creek bed is way below that.
Mm-hmm, okay. Anyone else? No? Entertain a motion from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case 12-028, the final plat for the Old Hunter Woods Fourth Edition.
A second?
A second.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Next case up, Mr. Chairman, involves a proposal from Deer Harvester Credit Union. And we have this location off of Middle Road here and Belmont Road here, and then Ridge Point Road right here is the means of entry, either off of Middle or Belmont. This is a view of the site as if you were coming in from Belmont Road and then driving up this way, and then you would enter in through that area there. This is a closer view showing approximately the outline of the lot in green, and then as you make your way up Ridge Point Road and go back out toward Middle Road, there is a detention area over here for regional detention, which affects every lot in this subdivision. And essentially what you're looking at here is Lot 3 of the subdivision is what the petitioner wants to build on. And then the stormwater would be conveyed in over to this area where you have that stormwater detention outlot. This is a site plan showing a means of entry, one means coming in, and then a left and a right out. And then you have the bays over here, which already received a special use permit for the credit union area, and that passed Board of Adjustment already. This is a grading plan showing the grading around the area and how these areas will be, I believe, somewhat bermed around here. Stormwater again being conveyed off-site. You have your stormwater entry here, and I believe we have one here, and then one over here as well. This is a representation of what the building will look like, pretty much like the one that they already have in the Quad Cities right now. And this is the landscape plan, all the landscaping met our requirements as well as parking. There were more spaces than needed for parking, and there were also more trees supplied, greater than the tree count. Staff, in looking at this proposal, would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Greg, on the document that you showed us that had the grading notes, the grading, yes, in the upper right-hand corner of the parcel that we're looking at, I'm pointing to it, yes. Is that a detention area?
There will be no on-site detention per okay. the plat, because calcs were already run for all of the lots in the plat, and if this will speed up enough to get back to D, there's plenty of data in here. This is the only lot excluded down here, lot one. All of these other lots here may contribute to this area that's over here for the stormwater detention. So regional detention is in place.
You might be able to go back on the aerial photo, Greg, and yeah. show where that's located.
Okay.
Everything, as this red line indicates right here, this is all storm.
Okay.
And this is all the stormwater that feeds into this detention basin right here.
So once the water gets in there and it's detained, where is it released to?
It releases out at this point here through the storm sewer system.
Where's it going?
It's headed this way. There's a pipe right here. This red area up here
okay.
shows
I see
the point
it.
At which it's released. Yeah, right here.
Okay, thank you. And there, one other question that just confirming that there's no entrances from Middle Road.
No.
Or from Belmont. It's
no,
all off of Ridge Point.
We would have everything off of Ridge Point, and we would not permit entries of that nature so close to such an intersection as this.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission?
Yeah, Greg, there is a, I don't know if it's a dumpster area or whatever down near the, I don't know what that would be, I guess the south edge of the site plan there. It, and I don't see any landscaping that screens that. Is that some kind of particular construction? It looks like it might be have walls
we,
around
we
it.
We would require that they at least have a type of screening around that dumpster. That they do have a tree here, but they would have to enclose it in some type of area so that it would not be exposed. That's just a regular requirement, and I think that they would clearly do that. It may not show up too well on the site plan, but that's a requirement.
Okay. Thank you.
Greg, I had one question in your staff recommendation, item four. It references any widening of the recreation trail along Middle Road. Portion of the development will be discussed between the developer and the Parks Department. My note there was agreed to, discussed. Tell me what discussed means.
I think we talked with Mr. Grimes about this, and I guess the consensus was reached that width is already
resolved.
There, and that he was satisfied with that width as it is for that trail.
Okay. I thought we'd already increased it there and it was full width, so okay, so that's not an issue then. Okay.
So, Greg, are you saying condition four can be deleted from the?
I would, yes, approval? I would say so.
Okay, any questions or comments from anyone in the audience? come on, sure.
If you go to the...
Then we'll pick it up on the recording, that'd be great, thanks.
Thank you.
I am Cheryl Crane with DHCU Community Credit Union, and if there are any questions of us...
Looks like a beautiful building and a great location.
Thank you, we can't wait to get started.
Yeah, welcome to the neighborhood, almost. We got to vote on that first.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case 12-027, subject to staff recommendations, with item four being deleted.
I'll second that.
Okay, good. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Welcome to the neighborhood officially. Okay. Updates, I believe, Greg. Or Bill.
Bill.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to your last meeting, City Council has looked at the conditional zoning for Geneseo Communications, Devil's Glen, and Middle Road. They did waive the rules on that and approve that at last night's meeting. Public hearing and first reading at last night's meeting for the two rezonings between Tanglefoot Lane and Tanglewood Road for the residential properties. Wyndham Hill 6th Edition was approved. Lindquist Ford site plan was approved. Matter of fact, I did the footing inspection on that this afternoon.
I drove through there, and they're going to town, so it's happening. Good, yep.
And the two zoning ordinance amendments relative to pawn broker, pawn shop. Council had the public hearing and approved first readings last night. So, as is true to their form, they have followed your recommendations.
Great.
Thank you.
Any other business for the commission? Seeing none, we would be adjourned.